Let's Talk, where we take a light-hearted look at everyday life, the day-to-day issues you care about. I'm your host, Sunday Shamari in Washington. Tonight, superstition.
When you go to Africa, they don't know what it's. What? December 13th, what is that, man? I don't know what it is, you know.
Well, superstition describes a belief in chance or magic. If you are superstitious, you may avoid walking under ladders or spilling salt or a black cat or something because you believe it will bring you bad luck. The word superstitious came from a Latin word superstio tonem, means excessive fear of the gods. But is this a real thing that happens? But why do people believe this a lot? Is this part of life in some places in Africa? Well, we'll discuss this, of course, in our usual light-hearted manner. So please stay tuned. Now it's time to welcome
on the beach in Hawaii
from Limpopo, South Africa, Lucy Lovemore. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, how are you, Sunday? Thank you.
Very good. And from the city of gold, Ghana, and cocoa, welcome, Nyota Na Amalekote, a.k.a. Nyota. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
It's great to have you back. And in studio, my colleague, Solomon Abo, a.k.a. the big man.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for making me the big man. Okay, I appreciate that. And I'm grateful for having me.
Sure. In this edition of Let's Talk, we will be discussing superstition. Well, Africa is ripe with superstitions. Some of them are funny. Some of them are nerve-wracking. But all of them, or some of them, provide some great insight into the cultural or customs and also history. So, I spoke to Dr. Nicholas Boas, a professor at the University of Maryland University College in Maryland, and I wanted to know his take.
Let me first of all begin by just telling you simply that superstition is part of the traditional religion.
Okay.
You see, we have religion that are so dominant here. For example, the Christianity and Islam and many others. And it's part of the culture and part of the belief. For example, let's say, for example, in Africa, in which they were taught and they learned. It's part of their identity. So it's very difficult for people to disregard their traditional values.
Okay.
And that's why they get to these practices where they believe God, the traditional God, is there to protect them. So, and you see an example, for example, when people go to play soccer or they do other things, or even in the office, if anything goes wrong, they turn around and go to worship their traditional religion, even though they may be Christians or Muslims. Yeah, but they never discard that because it's part of the culture and it's part of the identity. So I don't think it's right now, today, they're still heavy, even though Sunday they're going to church. They're not going to leave that because that's part of their life. That's part of who they are.
Yeah. And as you say, this is a belief in people's lives. For a good example, when you talk about Africa, you see a black cat. I'm feeling sorry for black cats in Africa. Black cats have a problem because once someone sees a black cat, what do they say?
It's just a belief.
Yeah.
It's just a belief. And they grew up knowing that, and it's so hard for you to change them. So the only way is to understand how they operate. That's a part of the what they call the African communication. That's how they communicate.
Right.
You know, if you want to learn about culture of a particular group, for example, in Africa or even in America, observe their communication pattern. You will see some of these values exhibit themselves as they interact or as they talk to one another. You will see some of those values come up. It's part of them, and it's just too difficult.
It's difficult. You're right.
To throw it away completely. No.
You cannot. Mm-hmm. You're very right about that.
So the best thing is just to learn and understand how they do it. I think then you're able to know what's going on, and therefore the key thing here is that you're not going to offend them,
right?
As you speak with them, or because you do that, it comes this term known as ethnocentrism, which means you become biased. Okay. Is that you think your culture is better than the other. There's no culture that's better than the
than
other
one
in this world. No.
Just like when we speak in America, we talk about Friday the 13th. People believe that's a good day for you.
That's their belief.
Seven, eight, right?
They believe. When you go to Africa, they don't know what it's. What? December 13th, what is that, man? I don't know what it is. You know, because it's not part of their culture. It's not part of their belief.
Thank you, Dr. Nicholas Boers. Tonight on Let's Talk, we're discussing superstition. And back to the studio. Well, guys, tell me, if you sit down somewhere, people will tell you some very popular African superstitious beliefs. Some people say that pregnant women shouldn't go to the zoo. Some people believe that to buy your wife shoes as a gift, you shouldn't do that. They say you shouldn't do that. You know why? The ladies are laughing already. Let me tell you what it says here. It says because if you do that, she will go out of your life with those shoes that you're buying.
I'm
why
so
is
disappointed
that?
With that one. I want to reverse that one like yesterday.
Why is that? Yes, listen.
I was just telling the guy I was talking to that it's my birthday on the 9th of January. And the other day my boyfriend is like, you know what, if I could buy you shoes, I'll buy you shoes. Mm. I'll buy you a pair of nice shoes. I'm like, what shoes are those? It's like, I saw this beautiful palm, Louis Vuitton palm. So you know how I'm crazy about like designers.
Right.
I'm like, why can't you? He's like, oh, you're going to walk out of my life.
Oh,
so I'm
no.
Gonna try. So the fact that he even drummed, I was angry at nature, like, why does it have to be like that, you know?
It's crazy. But people believe in these things, you know?
People believe in the thing. I'm not getting myself a beautiful pair of shoes because of that.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so sorry.
I know, right? He even mentions it.
Really?
Like, huh.
Yeah. Well, it becomes like a way of life. Or what is this about? Nyota.
Okay.
In Ghana, I'm sure there are so many things you've come across.
You know, these superstitions are, when you're a child, that's when you really are moved by them. Because they tell you if you sing at night, this is what will happen to you. If you sing and when you're bathing and you sing, your mother will die. And then there's so many superstitions like that. But I think as you grow, you begin to realize that they have reasons why they attach some mystical things to it. But, that's it.
It looks like you're saying some of these are related to our culture and traditions. Solomon Abu, you know about culture and tradition, but you're also a spiritual man. What is what is
spiritual? I think I mean that's a fair description. I think I'm a spiritual man.
Uh-huh.
But that being said, I think also this kind of like mythical or like, you know, ideas or things that people have shared over the years to preserve a culture or to help maintain some standard in society cannot be just seen as like, oh, those are just like, you know, superstition, you know, like you could call them, I mean, it's superstition, but I think that there's more behind that than just like, just putting something out there just to put fear into people. I think that over the years, some of us like had thought that, oh, like, why did they tell us that when you're bathing, you're not supposed to sing, you know, because when you sing, I know, I remember in Ghana, they would tell you like, your mom will die. Or like when you do this, when you throw this away, you should don't throw like a broom away, you know, because when you throw the broom will throw you away and stuff like that. Mm. But when you think carefully around those things, you'd realize that people had reasons why they did all this. You know, there's this American philosopher that I follow a lot, G.K. Chesterton. And he says something that when you see something at a place, before you take it away, you have to find out why it was put in that place at the first place. You know what I mean? So you realize that when people are bathing and you're singing, there's chemicals in the soap. I mean, which if a child is bathing, exactly. You don't know, like, you know, the chemicals in the soap, and that could possibly enter, yeah, like, their mouth. Some of them may swallow some of those things, mm-hmm, which could affect them. So for people to, like, you know, maintain those kind of standards and principles, like, hey, don't sing when you're bathing, and because they cannot be there to enforce that, they'll have to find a mythical view or something to support and say, hey, when you're in the bathroom, don't sing, because when you sing, your mom will die. Because as a kid, you want to pretend like you love your mom, you want to have them.
Right.
Or things like, don't throw your broom away, because broom is what we used to, like, you know, when you throw a broom, like, far, you could spill some gems. So those people, like, you know, like, people think that, like, this older people, our ancestors who had left us with those principles, had reasons why they did that. I think probably maybe in the new dispensation, technology, knowledge is advancing, and we are able to protect ourselves from these things. So it become minimal or not so, like, important in our lives, but it had like a lot of significance in the past. And I think some of them actually still
but
do.
But they're still are still there today. You go to especially the soccer games. But tell me about that.
I think that's the essence
in Nigeria,
of, like,
Africa, in West Africa, in East Africa, in South Africa. Some people will not go to bath or the night before the game. They're going to sleep in the graves. I'm like, what? So anyway.
I mean, I think that borders on
there so many places, yeah. I mean, So hold it right there. We're going to talk about this more. Superstitious is the topic tonight. So many interesting views and so many differences. For those of you just joining us, this is Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service.
What's up, Africa? I'm Jackson Bungani in Washington.
And I'm Nadia Sami. Thanks for joining us. We love to have you on board. This is Upfront on The Voice of America.
Listen, let's be upfront.
There's a lot to talk about.
We need to discuss what's going on in your communities, issues that affect you.
Are you involved?
Are you engaged in transforming your society?
Today, right now, this is your platform.
Let us know what you've been up to.
Check us out on Facebook. Drop us a line.
Upfront is a show where we look at issues that affect Africa's youth.
Giving you an opportunity to express yourself as you connect with other youth around the continent.
In this interconnected world, we share a destiny. So let us share our solutions to issues like unemployment,
education reform,
elections,
free speech,
and many others.
Nothing is off the table.
Nothing is off the table.
Absolutely nothing is off the table.
It's Upfront, Wednesdays at 17:30 UTC, Saturday 1900 UTC,
and Sunday at 19:30 UTC,
right here on VOA Africa.
This is Let's Talk, where we take a lighthearted look at everyday issues of importance to you. I'm your host, Sunday Shamari, in the studio with Solomon Abu, Lucy Lovemore, and Na Amalekote Onyota. Right now, discussing superstition. Now, according to superstitionoff.com, they say African people are very superstitious.
Well, that's ridiculous. Okay,
listen to that then. They say, usually, superstition in Africa is like a part of everyday life. Is that the case? So, and wait a minute. How do we handle that?
I mean,
before you get there, hold on. And I spoke to a musician all the way from the DRC, Congo, Kinshasa, Curtis Ngagbo, a.k.a. Lutis. And I wanted to know his take.
I think the answer to this question should be related to the geographical and culture aspects. So basically, we all know from the history that people of Africa, they have some beliefs on one God. I guess, I mean, Bantus, people from down south like South Africa, people from, I mean, even from the north, they kind of have like a belief into one God, who is the creator of the universe, the creator of everything.
Right.
And then from this belief, there are so many, I can say, like myth and other beliefs that are related to this existence of one God that goes, that can kind of give some explanation as to why they believe to this and to that. They kind of sacralize some specific things, like I think like this is sense, this is you cannot touch this, you cannot do this, you cannot do that. Like our ancestors gave us some path, like as to what we should do, what kind of ritual we should not do, like what kind of food we cannot eat. Mm. So I just think that when you go from a place to another one, you might as well meet some kind of different beliefs or superstition. But this is just, I mean, it's more likely like cultural. It's more cultural.
More cultural.
Exactly.
What about in Democratic Republic of Congo? Maybe what exactly do you see happening and people believe that this is something you cannot do or whatever is ritual, spiritual, or anything of that nature?
Blackhead, I mean, blackhead is the symbol of Satanism. It's a symbol of the witch. Mm. This bird that you hear at the night.
The one at night owl?
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah. That one. Yeah. If you hear that bird singing at the night, now you kind of know that somebody's going to die tomorrow. And then, I mean, it's funny.
People lose sleep, right?
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's funny, but yeah. you kind of hear some testimony of people saying that, yeah, people really died.
It really happened.
Yeah, it really happened. Something really happened. And then, like, you kind of, okay, are you serious? Are you kidding me or what? and some other things, like, I mean, some people scared of some bugs. Seeing the bugs mm-hmm. in your bed sometimes is kind of freaky.
Yeah.
And
some dreams, they say.
Yeah, some dreams. Like, they kind of superstition. I mean, they have plenty of superstition. Like, if I start counting right now, if
there's
I start
a lot,
signing,
right?
Like, yeah.
I won't finish
that today, like, for real.
Thank you, Curtis Ngagbo, a.k.a. Ludis. Tonight on Let's Talk, we're discussing superstition. And back to the studio. Solomon, you're so itchy to talk.
Yeah,
tell me. I was told when my palm is itchy, if you uh-huh. remember this, I'll get some money. But it happens all the time. I don't see the money coming. So tell me.
You're still alive. Money will come. I mean, but okay. Here's the thing, though. I mean, I can understand people expressing their views about cultural principles that they don't understand or practices from other places. But here's what I'm telling those people who are writing, African people, whatever. They can't tell us what to believe. First of all, the true authenticity of a culture, of a people, is determined by the people, not someone who doesn't know what happens at a place. But you can just write and put on
but
a blog and say that we are
But just I think when you talk about these superstition things, not just in Africa. We are talking about Africa because we are from Africa.
Yeah.
But it's not just Africa.
Yep.
It's all over the world. Even if you talk about America today,
yep.
you see what people do in Halloween nights. Okay. So he's talking about what we do in Africa. So he's talking about his own
I'm just
his
expressing
own experience.
My displeasure.
I understand your displeasure, but we do these things every day.
Sure.
So let me go back to now Amali Kote, Nyota. When you talk about people thinking and believing, we see things happening in our daily lives. Not only that, we don't care, but I think some people do care a lot about this, especially rivals in games, rivals in boxing, like my friend here, he loves boxing. But you find these big teams traveling all over. We have teams traveling from Ghana to Africa, the places, and when, I mean, you see what those soccer players are talking about. Because there's also one thing you should remember. In Benin, there's a big annual Voodoo Day, they call it. Voodoo Day, accompanied by a big festival with traditional cults, prayer, libation, sacrifices, and all that. So tell me what do you think about that?
Professor Jackie wrote a book, and I don't remember the title, but then he speaks on the metaphysical stage of life and the African perspective on it. They're tangible. So the metaphysical is intangible, but it is more real than the real things, the physical world that you see, the things you can touch. And so the African, or let me say Ghanaian, is more inclined with that aspect of life, with the surreal stage of life, with a metaphysical stage of life. And so you kind of have that belief in there that if they tell you this is going to happen, well, someone might just rubbish it. But then in their innermost being and their personal life, they kind of are inclined to it. And so if they have to act towards it, they will act towards it. But then we are in a day and age too where we see signs ruling. In an aspect, you see technology ruling. And so when you're told of something, you try to attach logic to it. If it doesn't sync with your logical side of life, then you begin to throw that away. But then even when you want to throw it away, there are people around you who would tell you, who will plead with you to take actions in terms of handling the spiritual or the voodoo part of it. So when you are cursed, you have to do something about it. And I think I really appreciate Solomon, what he said, because some of the questions we have, for instance, he said, you don't have to sleep at night because something will happen to you and everyone is scared. You don't sleep at night. But then when you interpret it, when you analyze it, you deconstruct it, you understand that when you sleep at night, because it is dark, you might see something very valuable. And it happened at home. One time, I think we slept and then we didn't find money. We found it in the garbage. So imagine if the garbage man came earlier that day and took it away. That money would have gone. So it's part of our culture, and that is what has sustained us. But then it's just technology and science coming in now. People are applying logic to things, and they are detaching from the metaphysical state of life.
Okay. Well said, Naamali Nyota. Let me go to Limpopo. Lucy Lovemore, yes. We know the Sangoma in South Africa, and a lot of that, tell me.
I was waiting for this one. Yes.
Is this influencing their lives when you talk about that?
Of course. You know, people are very superstitious, bad of us, so they tend to waste a lot of money believing in what the next man has to say. You know, people like to know about their futures, so they like to consult. The sad thing about this is that even Sangomas are not even the people that are now running with the whole concept of superstition. It's actually the prophets of God.
Really?
So it's prophets of God, men of God, I'm sure you've read, that are coming from Africa, our fellow African brothers that are coming and deceiving us a whole lot, and they're using superstitious things to scare, to lure, to do all those things. But at the end of the day, they get their mission accomplished.
So I'm talking about these people with these superstitious powers.
You
not
know the
Superman
ones that
you see on TV.
Tell you about your relatives from the past.
Yes. And people believe in that because they want to hear.
In South Africa. And look, it's so sad because I'm telling you, these guys are making a fortune. They are making a fortune. They're taking money from the poor, and they are not even backing down.
Solomon, we're talking about having these people doing some things that people believe they you cannot do this.
Yeah.
Do you see black cats? Do you see how they are treated in Africa? Tell me about it. Why
actually,
should people do that?
So I grew up
forget
in a traditional home.
Forget blackheads. How about the albinos?
Thank you. Tell me about
you
the
know,
albinos.
It's very bad. This thing is
these are beliefs.
It's so bad.
I think like having said like all that we've mentioned, which is like really important, like I like how she mentioned the albino issue that happened in Tanzania and some other areas as well. And I think that having said that, it's important also to review some of these concepts and ideas that we've had over the years. And I just wanted to be clear that it's not peculiar to Africa. You know, when before they discovered what really had caused malaria in the past, in Great Britain, they thought it was like a waterlogged area. Of course, it had connection with the water, but they didn't know it was the mosquito. They call it the great thing. Over years before they later discovered that, no, it wasn't. It was like actually mosquitoes, water breed mosquitoes. Mosquitoes are animals, and they are able to transfer that to people to get malaria. I think that it's about time we considered like changing some of the principles we have, reevaluating them. I mean, I'm a spiritual person, like, don't get me wrong, like, you know, but I'm saying that it's also good for us to evaluate and see whether our water system is like maybe contaminated or whether there's something different from what is happening that is causing us to have this thing. And I think over the years, this, like, you know, quack prophets and quack like spiritual leaders have come and contaminated the atmosphere. They are preying on people's ignorance and then taking advantages of them. However, it is also important to know that we have good people who are spiritually astute, who are practicing who African are religion,
yeah.
or who are like, you know, pastors or who are prophets that are real prophets that can tell you things that are real.
And
so
is
it is important for people to know that not yeah. every pastor who is prophesying or telling something is saying something that is not true. Or it's not everybody who is like, you know, religiously claiming something that is beyond the ordinary is saying something that is fishy. They are good ones there.
Okay, you're right. And let me go back to you, Lucy. Tell me about yes. the epidemic of AIDS, HIV, spread in South Africa.
So initially it was if you sleep with the virgin, you get cured, you know?
Uh-huh.
If you sleep with a virgin, you get
Can
cured.
You imagine? People are saying that. Wow. Just get a
yeah.
virgin
so,
and you're
so,
good to go.
So people oh who were God. HIV positive... Were busy raping little kids.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, mm. because they believed that they would get killed.
Wow.
And, well, our Minister of Health at the time also did not help the situation. Mm. They were on some, you know what?
Mm.
HIV does not really need medication. It's a matter of poverty. So, yeah, between, I think it was 2004 and 2005, we lost a lot of people because there were just a whole lot of beliefs that were just going on.
Mm.
And you can imagine if the Minister of Health
imagine
is telling you that HIV is caused by poverty and not necessarily... by the fact that somebody is infected
imagine.
Or they must take their ARV.
Can you
so
imagine?
Yes, even today in 2018, we're still trying to recuperate from that because
yeah.
the aim was to make sure that we get mm. to 2018 and we had maybe eradicated HIV to a point of, you know,
mm.
no new infections. But we're having new infections every other day.
Imagine
because
that.
Africans also don't believe in using protection.
That's another problem.
It's crazy.
So you can imagine these are beliefs. Whether people are educated or not, they can still fall into these traps and get into something. So hold it right there. You're tuned to Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. It comes to you Mondays at 17 hours 30 universal time right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. We'll be back. Africa Service. Well, looks like time is not our greatest ally, Solomon, as my colleague Shaka Sali says. So please, I want to extend my greatest thanks, and I really appreciate all the way from the land of cocoa and also chocolate, Ghana, the one and only.
Hey.
Amali Kote, a.k.a. Nyota. Thank you so much. Also, great thanks to you all the way from Limpopo, our regular guest, Lucy Lovemore.
It's a pleasure. Always a pleasure, Sunday.
Mandela Washington Fellowship alumni, thank you so much for your time. And here thanks. In studio is my colleague, Solomon Abo, a.k.a. the big man. Thank you so much, brother.
Thank you for calling me a big man. I really like that. Thanks for having me. I appreciate that.
Of course you are. All righty. Jackson Mvunganyi is our producer. Please send in your comments and experiences. Our email address is letstalk@voanews.com. You can also call us here at 202-205-9942. After the announcement, leave us a message. That's 202-205-9942. The U.S. country code is 1. Thanks for tuning in. Join us again next Monday at 17:30 UTC for another exciting edition of Let's Talk. Our topic next week will be fashion and beauty. Don't forget to tune in Tuesdays for another discussion program, Health Chat. Host Lino Madu and her guest physician discuss a health issue of interest to you. That's Health Chat, Tuesdays at 17:30 UTC, right here on the Africa service of the Voice of America. From Washington, this is Sunday Shomari. See you next Monday. Ciao.